There isn't just one sound or theme on John Paul White's newest album, The Hurting Kind, but there are a lot of songs about the ups and downs of love. There are romantic tracks and darker songs about the unraveling of relationships. The Grammy-winning singer-songwriter was born in Florence and lives there now, but he grew up in Tennessee, and you can hear that Nashville country sound on several tracks. White performs tomorrow night at the Lyric Theater. WBHM's Gigi Dubin spoke to him about some of his struggles and triumphs as an artist.
This record is, as much as ever, a true representation of what I really want to do and really what makes me tick.
I mean, overall, some of the songs sound like they come from a man who has way more confidence, who's more settled in who he is, a man who experienced a lot in life and in love. Is that you?
Yeah, that's 100% me. The confidence thing was the hardest of all. I struggle with it a lot. Like, who the hell am I to expect you to pay $20 to come stand in front of me while I bare my soul?
Why is that so hard?
I don't know. I don't know why. I think it's the whole, aw shucks. You know, I'm no better than anybody else. Why should you care about my angst? Why should you care about my heartbreak or my elation? And with this record, I've made peace with that. And because I seek it out from other artists, I need it from other artists. It's what got me through my life.
Oh, who do you think you're gonna convince? Standing surrounded by hard evidence, nothing you're saying makes any damn sense. You lost me.
But I've come more in obvious ways on the record too, where I'm more adventurous with melody, I'm more adventurous with my voice, I'm more apt to wail, to go for the big note, and do things that I would have considered showing off before. Now I consider it just a direct conduit to what I'm feeling in my belly when I sing these words.
I want to talk a little bit about the song Heart Like a Kite. I keep going back to this one. It is just so light. It's airy. It's floating. It's gliding. It sounds like a kite. Can you talk a little bit about that and how you captured that sound?
Yeah, I was very mindful of, you know, the sentiment of the song, of that, you know, that the it needed to have some sort of buoyancy. It needed to have a lightness, light through all the cracks of it.
She's got a heart like a kite, floating away all the time. Oh, I'm holding on for dear life, but she's got a heart like a kite.
It's a song that's very special for me because I feel like I loved the idea of writing a song from the perspective of someone who deeply loved someone that they knew was flawed and was like a bird dog that sees squirrels and goes running off, and loving them for it even. I tried my best to make it not feel too codependent, and I didn't want this person to sound like or feel like a victim. I wanted them to appreciate how good things are while they have them, and to know that they're probably fleeting, but to live as deeply in them as they can while they have them. And to not look at the other person in a negative light, but just look at them as, this is who this person is, and I'll love them while I can. That's a tragic but beautiful story.
She yells
Singer-songwriter John Paul White performs tomorrow night at the Lyric Theater in Birmingham. He spoke with WBHM's Gigi Dubin. This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. It's 5:51.